Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. We're so happy to be sharing the weekend with you.
Yes, we are. Hi friends, my name is Peter. Happy Saturday. We are looking forward to reviewing all the things we learned this week with you.
Yes, today we'll review this week's lessons, practice some great keywords, and we get to see all those fun features again too.
So Pauline, what happened here at LTE Studios this week? Do you remember?
Of course I do.
Okay, well, remind us. I'm all ears.
Oh, good one. That's an idiom we learned yesterday in our language show. We also had a couple great lessons about going to the bakery. I love the bakery. There's so many good things to eat there. What's your favorite thing to eat at a bakery?
Pauline, can we not talk about the bakery? Remember, I want to go so much, but we can't. Oh, do you remember? We also talked about pets, right? If you don't get a dog, if you don't get a cat, what can you have?
Well, you can also have a bird, maybe. Some people like to have parrots as pets. Or there's also another one, I don't remember its name, but there's another one that has a beautiful song. Hey, when we watch the lesson, we can remember its name.
Yeah, we'll have to pay attention. Well, friends, let's watch those great lessons again together. Then we'll ask you some questions about them, okay? All right, let's get started.
Susie, is that a bird over there?
Yes, it's a parrot.
What is it doing in the jungle cafe?
I don't know. Maybe its owner is having lunch here. Look at it now. It's spreading its wings.
It's such a pretty bird.
It is. Parrots are beautiful birds. They're smart, too.
Can parrots sing?
Some can. And some can talk, too.
Cool. My friend has a bird. It's called a huame. It can sing.
That is a kind of thrush. They do sing pretty songs.
You know a lot about birds. Do you have a pet bird?
I don't have one. I have three.
Hi, Susie. Taylor says that you have three birds. Is that true?
Yes, it is. All of them are parrots.
I wouldn't want a parrot for a pet.
Why not?
Well, they bite. A parrot bit my finger once. And they take a lot of care.
That's true. You have to feed them the right food, and you need to spend time with them.
I always like to see the birds at the zoo.
I do too. Flamingos are my favorite.
I like the eagles. They're so big and powerful.
And I like the birds with colorful feathers.
Yes, birds are so interesting.
And there are so many different kinds.
How many kinds are there?
I don't know. But there must be thousands.
Hi, Matt. What are you doing after work?
I'm going to the bakery near the office.
I like that bakery. I go there every Saturday.
What do you buy there?
I buy a lot of cookies. I love sweet things.
Do you eat a lot of cookies every week?
Yes, so I have to exercise all the time.
Do you like the bakery's bread?
Yes, they also make good rolls.
But some are too sweet. I like the salty ones.
I like both.
Do you eat white or wheat bread?
Both. Wheat bread is healthy.
It is. I want wheat rolls today.
Can I go to the bakery with you? I want some too.
Everything smells wonderful in here.
It does. What are you going to buy?
I don't know. It is so hard to choose.
I know. everything is so delicious. But I especially love the muffins.
Yes, they are always fresh. What's your favorite kind of muffin?
I like blueberry muffins. How about you?
Lemon muffins are my favorite muffins.
The bakery sells cinnamon rolls now.
Are you going to buy some?
Yes. I'm buying cinnamon rolls today because I have a meeting tomorrow. I'll take them to the meeting.
That will be a nice meeting.
I also have to order a cake for a special occasion. My friend's birthday is next week.
They make great cakes. They made my friend's wedding cake.
Hi, Alex. Say, that's a really nice shirt. Is it new?
Yes, it is. I was walking by the store yesterday, and it caught my eye, so I bought it.
I don't mean to be nosy, but was it expensive?
Well, it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't too expensive. It cost $70.
$70? You and I don't see eye to eye on what's expensive.
Tina, there are lots of idioms with body parts in them. What does be all ears mean?
It means you're excited to hear what someone has to say.
I'm always excited to hear good news.
Me too. It's good to be all ears, but it's not good to have big ears.
What does that mean?
It means you listen to conversations that you're not part of.
Wow, did you see all those lessons? We learned so much this week.
We really did. We had some good topics this week, and we learned some great new words, too.
Well, let's practice using the English we learned by answering some questions about these lessons together, okay?
Great. I'm ready. Friends, don't forget to answer out loud, too, okay? So let's start with yesterday's lesson. That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah, I really liked that lesson. I know, Peter. You act out an idiom and I'll guess it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you are pointing to your ears. You are excited and you are pointing to your ears. So you are all ears.
Yes, good job. Okay.
Oh, you have big ears.
Hey. Oh, right. Yes, that's the idiom. But I don't have big ears, do I?
Oh, no. Okay, let me try one.
That's your eye. Oh, and now you're catching something. Oh, wait, something catches your eye.
Yeah, that was good. That was fun. You don't think it was fun, Peter? Oh, you're still playing the game. You don't see eye to eye with me, right? That also means you don't agree. Good one.
Yes, exactly. And actually, I do agree, Pauline. That was fun.
Okay. Well, now let's review our food lesson. This month, we talked about the food you can buy at the bakery. Can you name some?
Foods you can buy at the bakery. Okay, sure. You can buy bread, cookies, and rolls.
Very good. Oh, and don't forget muffins. Blueberry muffins are my favorite.
I did not forget about those. But don't forget about cakes, too. People buy cakes at bakeries for special occasions, like birthdays and weddings.
Friends, do you remember the words we learned to describe how food tastes?
I'll give you a hint. Cake, cookies, and pie all taste
sweet.
That's right.
But chips, popcorn, and French fries are
salty. Friends, How about you? Did you remember these key words?
Each time you say and hear these words, it will be easier to remember them in the future. So keep up the good work.
Now, friends, can you guess what time it is?
Time for a break?
Hey, that's right. But don't worry, friends. We'll still have lots of time to review together after this. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. Peter, what was one of your favorite shows from this week?
I did really like yesterday's show about idioms. What about you, Pauline?
I liked that one too, but I also loved going to the bakery. I really enjoyed talking about that, even though it did make us a little hungry.
I understand. Well, friends, did you grab a snack? You can if you want to, if you're hungry. And let's go ahead and watch some of those great features from this week. They're always fun. So let's watch them together right now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack, and this is Joey. I'm watching her today for a friend. She is a parrot and a very smart bird. I think birds are really cool. There's so many different kinds. And you know, bird watching is a very popular hobby. Come on, Joey. Let's go and have a snack.
Many people like birds. Some keep them as pets. These pet birds live in cages. Some are small and others are large. Some are colorful, but others are brown. And some can sing beautifully. Other birds, like parrots, are very smart. Their owners can teach them to talk or do tricks. These birds need a lot of care, and they can live a long time. Other people don't keep birds for pets, but they enjoy watching them. Bird watching is a popular hobby. People go out into nature and look for birds. They often carry binoculars so they can see birds better. Bird watchers or birders take pictures of birds they see. Sometimes they don't know what the birds are. Then they can look at pictures in bird books to find the ones that they saw. Many have a notebook and keep a list of all the birds they see. The best time to go bird watching is 1 to 2 hours after the sun comes up, or 1 to 2 hours before the sun goes down. There are thousands of different kinds of birds to look for and enjoy.
Joey is enjoying her snack. I like to watch her when she eats. Birds are so interesting. I don't think I want to have a bird for a pet, but I'm glad to watch Joey for a few hours. Birds take a lot of care, but they make good pets. And maybe I'll try bird watching someday. That might be fun. But join me next time on Jack's File. See you next time. Bye.
If you could be who you wanted to be, if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could live how you wanted to live, who would you be, what would you do, how would you live? Dear friend, a fruitful life can be yours. Dear friend, if you would only dare to soar, dare to give it a try, come on, let's take to the sky. Let's spread our wings, take a leap and fly. If you could be who you wanted to be, if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could live how you wanted to live, who would you be, what would you do, how would you live? Dear friend, just step out and be bold.
Dear friend, your story is yet to be told. If you make up your mind, just seek and you'll find a life that is truly divine. The future starts today. It's not so far away. It's in the choices that you make every moment and every day. If you could be who you wanted to be, if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could live how you wanted to live, who would you be, what would you do, how would you live? If you could be who you wanted to be, if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could live how you wanted to live, who would you be, what would you do, how would you live? If you could be who you wanted to be, if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could live how you wanted to live, who would you be, what would you do, how would you live?
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Lions and tigers and bears and elephants and okapis and... We are going to see so many animals today. Can you guess where we are? We are at the zoo. Join us today for family time.
We have a wonderful zoo very close to where we live. Andrea and the children visit this zoo often. It is a great place to see many different animals outside.
Now, some animals you know, but there are also some very unique animals here at the zoo, like our friend Poppy. Kai Kai, what kind of an animal is Poppy?
Poppy. That animal is an okapi.
This is Poppy the okapi. An okapi looks like many different animals. Her neck looks like a giraffe. Her body looks like a horse. And her stripes make her look like a zebra.
Now where should we go?
Let's go to the giraffes.
Giraffes are Maymay's favorite animals. They are the tallest animal on land. Giraffes have a very long neck and very long legs. Here we can watch them eating leaves from tall trees. They are beautiful animals.
Meow.
Meow? It sounds like Levi wants to go and see a cat. I know a very big cat here at the zoo. The tigers! Hey, Levi, let's go and see the tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
We love big cats, especially tigers. Our zoo has a wonderful place to watch the tigers.
I see the tiger. Look over there.
Tigers are big and have colorful stripes. Many visitors love to take photos of these big cats. Hey, look at this place. It's a tiger park. Here, Maymay and Levi like to play with the tiger statues and learn more about tigers.
Giraffes, tigers, okapis, and more. Thank you for joining us today for family time right here at the zoo.
Come on, go! Score!
Frank, you should be proud of me. The sign at the store said chickens, $30 each. Well, I knew I could get a cheaper price.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so after talking about the price for a long time, I got this chicken for only $10.
Yeah?
Frank, are you listening to me? Oh, whenever I share a happy story, you never really listen. It's only when I do something wrong that you pay attention.
No, Maggie, that's not true. I'm always happy to listen to your stories. And I was listening just now.
That was a super sentence.
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, I am Super Sentence Man, and I believe Frank just said today's super sentence. It is, I'm always, to do something. I'm always happy to listen to your stories.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad somebody's always happy to listen.
No, that's what Frank said.
Well, that's not true. Frank never listens to anything I say.
Now, Maggie, that's not true.
Wait. Don't argue now. It's time for you to share more super sentences.
All right. I'm always excited to watch football.
I'm always excited to watch football. Super. What about you?
Well, I'm always thankful to talk to our children and our grandchildren.
I'm always thankful to talk to our children and our grandchildren. Oh, I really like that one. Well, I must go now, but remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Now, it's your turn.
Frank, what are you watching on TV? The football game?
Of course. Good job buying the chicken, dear. Like I said, I'm always happy to listen to your stories.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Just happier watching TV.
Hey, I heard that!
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn our English. Saturdays are a great way to practice and review together. And friends, you did great today.
And of course, we'll have lots of new fun things to learn about next week.
That's right. Pauline, what kind of shows do you think that we'll have next week?
Ooh, good question. The month has only just begun. We still have our e-report, talk about it, story time, and so many others still to come.
That's right. This month sure has a lot. I'm looking forward to it. But friends, before that, go out and enjoy the weekend. Speak a little English if you can. And relax, too. You deserve it.
And then don't forget to join us again on Monday. We'll see you again then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.